Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. Renee, you know, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after. You know, Renee Grant Williams is our guest. Renee, have you ever worked with Little Richard?
No, I never have. I probably would have ruined him if I had.
His style works for him, doesn't it?
It sure does. I tell you what, he must be taking some anti-aging pills because
I think he's had a little work done, but the main thing is he's still rocking and rolling out there. I have a friend who's a musician for him, and he's still out there rocking and rolling. He's my hero. Welcome back, folks, and let me remind you, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Go back and listen to all the work that we've done with Renee Grant Williams over the years. She's deposited some great information. It's evergreen stuff that you can use. If she said it 5 years ago, it's still things you can use today. So check out her body of work with us at smallbusinessadvocate.com and all the other things there as well. Don't forget to take our poll question. Renee, tell us what your website is. Remind us what it is and tell us how we can find your book, Voice Power.
MyVoiceCoach.com is my website. It's My Voice Coach.
MyVoiceCoach.com. They can find your book there?
It's on all the major booksellers. It's also available in Japanese, Arabic, and Italian, in case anyone is interested.
Congratulations. But you don't teach in Italian, though, do you?
No. I can pretend to. Now, I have a little tip.
All right.
For our listeners. All right. If you can summon up this courage when you think about before you answer a question, count 1001, 1002, 1003. Not out loud, of course, but silently count to yourself before you answer a question, especially an important one. When we jump in too quickly, first it appears as if we're not listening to the other person, that we've already formulated our answer instead of digesting what that other person has to say. And the second is it gives you something to do while you're sitting through those few seconds of what can be painful silence. And that was what John Wayne held.
Well, and the truth that
John Wayne
the truth
said
is,
that you know, his only acting technique was that. And it always looked like he was carefully weighing his answer. And sorry, I interrupted you.
No. I was just going to say that you probably are not listening to them. If you're trying, and I've practiced that myself for decades. I don't always do it well, but I try to. And if you're right, if you can count to three. But what you have to do is you have to intentionally plan to count to three. And by doing that, by saying, okay, I'm not going to answer their questions for 3 seconds, then you take the pressure off of you to be ready to go immediately. And it gives you the ability to listen to what they say more. And in that 3 seconds, that's your time to formulate your answer. You don't have to try to formulate your answer while they're speaking. What do you think?
I think that's, could not be said better. In fact, I think that's directly from my book.
I learn from you all the time. I read this stuff, folks. But seriously, that's a very important little tip that Renee just gave you, folks. And Renee, I encourage people to train their salespeople to do this, especially young people.
You have to train with a partner. You need to find a partner to train with, someone who's also interested in the same techniques, and have a conversation, and you'll see how hard it is hard it can be when you just throw that into what I've told my students to do is practice having a conversation without the creative silences, and at a given point start using them and see if you can switch back and forth and have some practice at it.
Well, and I'll tell you, it makes you come across more thoughtful in front of a customer. It makes you come across as someone who's really listening. It slows down the pace of the call. It makes the customer more comfortable, and it's just a great tool for to improve the setting, not only the results but the setting.
Sometimes it's the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Renee, give us the website again, please, one more time.
It's myvoicecoach.com, and the book is Voice Power, and it was in the SoundView program. And you can still hear it.
Right.
Someone flew in from Singapore last week and told me they heard my book on the offerings in the business section. They listened to my book the whole way across
right.
the Pacific.
Wow,
so,
how about that? That's pretty
and it was
cool.
Endorsed by my hero,
hey,
Paul Harvey.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being here, Renee. Good job today. We'll see you next time. I got to wrap it up for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news, back with Russell Brown after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.